Come, come, Shakir Palsai. O beautiful one, come and give us your darshan. This is Sanchi's bhajan, Avo Avo Shakir Palasai, on page 231. Your divine darshan breaks the pain and unites the broken hearts of many births. Your beautiful glance is unique. It is the giver of life. O beloved, my heart is yearning. The injuries of the separation are felt, O Lord. We are the blind ones from many births. Do not allow us to be harassed. Graciously open our closed eyes, O Lord. Your Naam is the true destroyer of pain. Ajaib is the lover of your feet. Come, come, Shakir Palasai. O beautiful one, come and give us your darshan.
Avo avo Shakir Palasai Sonaya ke darshanika devo Avo avo Shakir Palasai Sonaya ke darshanika devo Avo avo Shakir Palasai Tera darsha ilahi dukha torda deve Tera darsha ilahi dukha torda deve Kai janama de tute dila jorda deve Kai janama de tute dila jorda deve Avo avo Shakir Palasai Sonaya ke darshandika devo Avo avo Shakir Palasai Teri soni jalaka niraliye Teri soni jalaka niraliye Oho jivan bakshan valiye Oho jivan bakshan valiye Avo avo Shakir Palasai Sonaya ke darshandika devo Avo avo Shakir Palasai Tanga mere dilanu lagia pia Tanga mere dilanu lagia pia Satayana vichode diavajia pia Satayana vichode diavajia pia Avo avo Shakir Palasai Sonaya ke darshandika devo Avo avo Shakir Palasai Asi janama de ande narola pia Asi janama de ande narola pia Banda akia dia karakola pia Banda akia dia karakola pia Avo avo Shakir Palasai Sonaya ke darshandika devo Avo avo Shakir Palasai Tera nama sacha dukha nashaka he Tera nama sacha dukha nashaka he Aje bhatere charana dayashika he. Aje bhatere charana dayashika he. Avo avo shakir palasai. Sona ake darshandika devo. Avo avo shakir palasai.
Your Nam is the true destroyer of pain. Ajab is the lover of your feet. Come, come, Shakirpal Sai, O beautiful one, come and give us your darshan. 2 weeks from now, weather permitting, there will be a spring work day here at the ashram. The date is Saturday, April 29th. There's plenty of spring cleanup tasks, raking leaves and gravel, cutting saplings, gathering up branches, working in the hall, and families are welcome to attend. If you're going to come and want to stay for lunch, please let us know so we can know how many people to cook for. There's a sign-up sheet at the book table, or you can leave a message on the Big House answering machine. We plan to get started at 8:30. And if the weather is bad, there will be a message on the phone on the office answering machine, and we'll postpone the work until the following Saturday. We're going to begin this morning with the book In Search of the Gracious One, an account in his own words of the spiritual search and discipleship of Sant Ajab Singh. Some time ago, we read the Master's biography of Baba Jamal Singh and the account of his search and his discipleship. And it's kind of like starting the satsang with an adventure story. And I find the same feeling in reading this, you know, the story in his own words of Sanchi coming into the world, his heart on fire with the question of, where is my God? Who am I? What is this all about? So this is, as you know, I'm sure, a collection of individual little stories that Sanchi told over the years that were compiled in order to make it one continuous narrative. So beginning with chapter one, and Sanchi says, "It seems that the longing for realizing God and the yearning to see him filled my heart before my heart was made. You know that the age of 5 years old is a very young age, but when I was 5 years old, I had the yearning for God. I still remember the thoughts that were within me. I used to weep and think, where have I come from? Where am I going? How can I face the problems of this world? Is there anyone who can bring me relief from all this pain? Always I used to have this thought, is there anyone upon whom I can look as a protector? When I was very young, maybe 5 or 6 years old, before I was old enough to understand the things that were taught there, I used to go to the Gurdwara, the holy temple of the Sikhs, with my parents, because I was born in a Sikh family. There, I would hear the glory and praises of the 10 Sikh gurus, and the desire of the devotion of the Lord would come into my mind. Even at a very young age, I loved to read the Gurbani, the writings of the Sikh gurus, and to read the banis, or verses, of all the saints or beloveds of God. Whenever I heard the stories of the great masters and their disciples, a question would arise in my within. I would wonder if I would be so fortunate to have such a master in my lifetime. I used to wonder what it was like for those disciples who had the masters like the Sikh gurus. Guru Nanak, Guru Angad, Guru Ramdas, Guru Arjan. How did they feel when they were sitting in front of their master? Will there be someone in my life at whose feet I will sit? Will I also get a master, such as Guru Nanak or Kabir? Will I come across some master who will cool down my heated heart? Many times I wondered about those disciples who were fortunate enough to sit at the feet of the great masters. I always used to wish that the day would come when I would be able to sit at the feet of such a perfect being. I always had this yearning. May I meet an emperor who is the treasurer of Nam and made by God himself. Also, when I heard stories of disciples who got initiation from a perfect master and then, later, obeying their mind, left their master, I would feel pity for them. I wondered, how could those people do that when they had a perfect master? How could they not believe in their master and not believe in the commandments of their master? At that time, I had in my mind that if, by grace, I would come across a perfect master and get initiation from him, I would do what he told me to do. I would think, if I were ever fortunate enough to get such a master in my lifetime, then I would never obey the mind. Whatever my master should tell me, that I would do. These were my feelings when I was very young. Just as children play with dolls, I used to make some doll-like thing, imitating the people worshiping the idols in the temple, thinking, "This is my God." In those days, there weren't anything like plastic dolls in India, so I made a doll or idol from leftover pieces of cloth. I would put sweets and other things in front of him and request him, "O God, first you eat this, and then I will eat." But nobody came to eat there, and when people found out about that, they laughed at what I was doing. This was the request in the prayer which I made in my childhood. I requested that unseen power, that God, to come to my door. I told him, "Whether you know me or whether I know you or not, please come to me. I will sacrifice everything, my whole being, for you, if you will come to me." My real parents who gave me birth, my real mother and father, left the body as soon as I was born. However, there was another husband and wife who adopted and raised me, and they brought me up as their own son. I understood them as my mother and father, and in them I had a very good family. These parents were very loving, very affectionate towards each other, and they always set a very good example for me. I never got any bad impressions from them. They always showed by their conduct that the relationship between husband and wife is that of love, and not a relationship where you fight and abuse or criticize each other. My mother was very devoted, and she used to serve my father very much. Because she had inherited the quality of serving others, she was always serving my father. I have seen that many times when my father would get sick and be in pain, my mother would go on giving massages to him all night long. My father was a very religious-minded person, and he always used to involve himself in the Sikh religion in which his family had raised him. Whatever rites and rituals the Sikh people perform, he used to do that. He was a great devotee of the holy Sikh scripture, the Guru Granth Sahib, and he was a very great lover of Gurdwara, the Sikh temple. Once every 6 months in our home, he would perform Akhand Pant, a ceremony where the Sikh scriptures are recited nonstop, day and night. My parents were vegetarians, and my father was so strict in the matter of diet that he did not even like to sit near a person who had the habit of drinking alcohol or eating meat. He never allowed any of us to go near a person who was eating non-vegetarian food or who was drinking. Because of his strictness, I was also a vegetarian since birth. My mother was a very devoted lady, and it was only because of her that I got the inspiration to do the devotion of God. She filled me with the desire to do the devotion of God. My mother had a master, and while I don't know whether he was a perfect master or not, she was very sincere, very honest, and she would do the practices given by her master. She used to do a lot of meditation. She was a very good soul. She took very good care of me, And she brought me up in a very good way, even though she had not given birth to me. She used to tell me many stories from her life, and she used to tell me very good things about doing devotion. She would tell me that one should do the meditation, one should do the devotion, because that is the only thing which will go with us. Otherwise, nothing else from this world will go with us. As I grew up, I understood more about my responsibility and about the importance of the human birth. The mother has a very great effect on the life of the child, and the inspiration which I got to do the devotion of God Almighty came to me from my mother. It was only because of her devotion for her master that I got the inclination to do the devotion of God. The good deeds of the parents have a very great effect and impact on the character of the children. In history, we can find many examples and incidents from which we learn how the goodness of the parents had a good effect on the children. These stories show us that because the parents were good and did not do any bad things in front of their children, the children also became good like them. If the parents understand how much responsibility they have for making the lives of the children, they can easily do this. If the mother is a meditator herself, then easily she can not only discipline the child herself, but she can also make the child obtain the status of a saint. A very famous story about Sufi Saint Farid tells us of his childhood. His mother was a good meditator. She used to go within, and she was interested in teaching the way of devotion to her son. She wanted her son to start doing the devotion of God from his early childhood and to become a devotee. So she started telling him right from a very young age, "Son, you should do the devotion of God." You know that children are always interested in eating sweets. So he said, "Will God give me some sugar to eat?" And his mother replied, "Yes, if you will do the devotion of God. He's very sweet, and he will give you some sweets and sugar candy." In the beginning, she had to work hard, and she had to teach him how to do the meditation. She would spread the prayer mat for him, and she would give him her attention, and he would sit in meditation. After a while, she would put some sugar candies in a bowl and put it in front of him and tell him, "Okay, now you leave off. God has given you the sweets." She had to work hard only for a few days, but later on, when he started doing the devotion, when he started enjoying the intoxication of Nam, which he was getting from within, he did not crave the sugar or the sweets outside. When he became a perfect master, he wrote, "No doubt, sugar, sweets, honey, and milk are very sweet, but, O Mother, the sweetness of Nam cannot be compared to any of these." My mother also used to tell the story of a man whose mother was responsible for his misfortune. In this story, there was a boy who got into the bad habit of stealing from others. When he would bring anything home, his mother would not rebuke him, but instead she would inspire him to go and do more. She was always very pleased that her son was bringing things from outside, that he was stealing. She went on inspiring him, and finally, one day, he became a great dacoit. Once he went to commit a robbery, and someone was murdered. As a result, he was caught by the police, and he was sentenced to death. Before they took him to the gallows, they asked him if he would like to see anyone or if he had any final desire. He said, "I don't have any desire. I don't want to see anyone except my mother. If you would bring my mother, I would be very happy." So when his mother was called, she was very happy. Since she was still interested in the wealth, she thought, "Maybe my son is going to tell me some secret. Maybe he's going to tell me about some hidden treasure." So when she went to see her son, he said, "Mother, bring your ear close to me. I want to tell you something very sweet, something very secret. His mother became very happy, and she brought her ear close to the bars, and he at once bit her ear. He rebuked her, saying, "It's because of you that I'm going to climb the gallows. If you had stopped me from stealing things, I would not have become a dacoit. This is only because you went on inspiring me to steal from other people that I have become a dacoit." In my family, I had an aunt who had a very bad temper. She would always rebuke her children. Every day she would go on saying that she had worked so hard in taking care of her children. She would try to make her children feel that she had done a lot for them. Even though she did not bring them up in a good way, she would say things like, "I have worked so hard taking care of you children, even now there's dirt under my fingernails." When she would say that, her son would say, "Mother, get me the scissors, and I will cut not only your nails, but also your fingers." Because he knew what kind of care she had given to him. My mother, however, was a very good lady. One day I asked her, "Mother, you have done so much for me. How can I pay you back for all that you have done for me?" And she said, "No, dear son, I've not done anything for you. It was all due to the grace of God Almighty that I got the opportunity to take care of you, and I have just done my responsibility. I've not done any favor to you. I am very fortunate that I became your mother." My mother would never try to make me think that she had done anything for me. It was only because of the good quality of my mother that I got the desire to do the devotion of the Lord. So you can see the difference between my mother and my aunt. If we also have an attitude of service toward our children, like my mother had, then our children will also become good. Usually, if some mother does anything for her children, she always goes on saying, "I've done this for you, I've done that for you." When relatives or friends come, she goes on complaining about the child, saying, "He does not go to school, he does not obey me," and things like that. They make their children feel like they are nothing, and that they are always doing the wrong things. That creates an inferiority complex within them, and that makes them depressed. Instead of that, if one would always praise and encourage the children and not criticize them in front of others, that would have a very good effect on them. Even if they may not be what one is telling them they are, still, if one encourages them and doesn't criticize them in front of other people, they will try to become like that, and that will have a good effect on them. Right from my childhood, I felt that I had lost something. I always felt this lacking in the days and in the nights. When I was 7 years old, there was an old man who used to sit under a tree near our house. And whenever I would go out with my mother, I would always see that old man sitting under that tree. He was very old at that time, and he was always sitting, leaning forward. So I asked my mother, "Why is that old man leaning forward?" My mother replied, "This stage comes in everybody's life. Everybody has to become old someday." And that affected me very much. I thought, why is man always changing? Why is man not remaining permanently in one position? Then I felt sorry for my own body also. For when we cannot maintain our body for a long time, then what's the use of being attached to this body? I saw that old man sitting in that way for 1 year. And one day when I went out with my mother, I didn't see him sitting under the tree. I was very surprised, and I asked my mother where the old man had gone. She told me that he had died. I had not seen anyone dying before that, so I asked her, "That old man is dead. Where did he go after dying? Will he be able to come back into this world?" My mother replied, "I don't know where a man goes after dying, but no one can come back into this world after death. At the time of death, they leave this world completely. In that state of innocence, I questioned myself. When a man does not know where he goes after death, and when a man does not know whether he's coming back into this world or not, then why does a man like to be attached to this world? Later, when I was still very young, a friend left the body, and I was very curious to know what had happened to him. Because many people were weeping and mourning over his dead body, I thought maybe he would listen to all the weeping, and sooner or later he would get up. But to my surprise, he didn't get up. And when I saw four people carrying his dead body to the cremation ground, I asked my mother, "Mother, where has he gone?" And she replied, "He has left this world, and his body has been burnt, so that he cannot come back." I understood then that even my parents didn't know where a man goes after death. So I thought, those who don't even know where a man goes after death, how can they ever help me with this problem of death? At that time, I was told that whoever takes birth in this world, one day his end will come, and he will have to leave this world. Because of that, I was worried about my end time. So that is why, day and night, I would weep to find some solution to the pain of that problem. At that time, even though I was very young, still I was weeping. This was only because my soul was separated from God, and being separated from God, I was crying. And this is a letter from Baba Sawan Singh to his disciple, Dr. Brock, dated January 1, 1919. And Sawan Singh says, "Dear son, as for your personal inquiries, there's no need to be impatient for rapid spiritual progress. Everything comes in its own good time. The force which opposes spiritual progress is one's own karma. The human entity, having been subject to the influence of mind and matter for ever so long, has become embedded in temporal desires. And when the attempt is made to take him out, the impressions of ancient karma impede his way, as whenever the soul goes into the state of trance, it does not return without first being struck with some worldly thoughts, which bring the soul down. As the sound practice progresses and the karma is burnt off, then the soul will have a firm position there. Although in our heart we may persuade ourselves that we have eliminated desires, yet it's not correct. Because so long as the karma is not washed away, which happens at the second stage only, the spiritual progress is only by fits and starts, and not uniform, just like an ant ascending a wall. And until then, it can't be said that the practitioner has abandoned desire. When you return from trance, you should take notice of the thought that brought you down, and of the desire generating that thought, and then try to weaken the power of that desire, and in like manner you may go on sifting your thoughts every day. The seat of willpower is in the antar karan, the four-petaled lotus behind the eyes, which is reflected in the heart center. The mind acts from the four-petaled lotus to the heart center and thence out to the world. The teachers from Brahmand, or the avatars, ascend along the three light currents, the gunas, which, starting from behind the eyes and passing through Sahans Dalkanwal, the thousand-petaled lotus, reach the second stage, terminating on the top of the Sumer mountain, and they cannot go higher up. On the other hand, the sound practitioners, namely the saints, go up by means of the sound current to the first stage, thence go through a sort of tunnel to the second stage, thence proceeding to the third stage, and from there respectively to the eighth stage or Radhaswami region. Thus, you will find that there are the following three distinctions between the two. 1. The saints reach the eighth degree, while the Brahmand Avtaras do not go beyond the second. 2. The saints go up by sound, while the Avtaras travel by light, or with the sound of the second degree. 3. As the second degree lies within the scope of Kal and Maya, and the coverings of all the three bodies, physical, astral, and causal, cannot be removed until the third stage is reached, therefore the souls of the Avtaras are not so pure and powerful against temptations, and hence they come into the world again and again at intervals. As the saints' souls are cured of all the impurities of Kal and Maya, or Brahm, their souls go on gaining greater strength at every stage, until they dissolve in the eighth degree and become one in the Supreme Being. Thus, you will see they never come back. All the religions of the world, including the yogis, yogishwars, jnanis, prophets, incarnations, etc., end at the second stage. The attitude of humble submissiveness in the interior journey of the soul sometimes becomes dangerous, as it is possible that the other soul may mislead you to his own abode and stop your further progress. Just as in the world, when you have to finish your work soon, you avoid those people who are liable to delay you. Full trust without any wavering does not come before the karma is washed away, which takes place at the second stage. I'm very glad for the questions you have asked, because they all relate to the sound practice. With love and blessings and hearty Radha Swami to yourself and all the satsangis, yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And this is a satsang that Sanchi gave here in this hall at Sant Bani on May 26, 1977. And the talk was published under the title, Why Worry? And he's commenting on a hymn of Kabir. We'll begin with lines from the hymn. O Kabir, why should I worry? What will I bring about by worrying? God worries about me. I have no worries. And Sanchi says, if you want to accomplish anything in this world, the first thing required is to have faith, to have belief. When we're traveling in a train, going over the rivers on bridges built by engineers, we have faith in those engineers that their bridges will not break down. We surrender our precious lives in their hands and travel in the train without any worries. Fearlessly, we sleep all night while the train crosses bridge after bridge. In the same way, when we fly in the air, we go miles up above the earth. We surrender our lives to the pilots and the engineers because we have faith in them that they will take us to the right place and that they are able to take us where we want to go. Similarly, when we enter into Sant Mat, in the beginning, we need much faith in the Master. If we have any doubt, we can't progress on the way to Him. We can't progress, and the way to Him will not be open to us. We can deceive and misguide the people, but we cannot deceive that God which is within us. We cannot play tricks on Him. In the beginning, we need to build up faith outwardly And after that, when we go within and see with our own eyes, we realize that we need not worry about anything, because the God who is residing within us is concerned about us, and He is doing everything for us. We read in the history of Bhagat Namdev that he had a very beautiful hut, and his neighbor was very jealous of it and wanted to destroy it. Once it so happened that his neighbor did destroy it. But Bhagat Namdev was not unhappy with him. He sat in meditation and said, "I am not worried about this hut. If God wants me to sit in a hut, He will make it for me." And while he was sitting in meditation, his Satguru came and made him a hut, much more beautiful than before. And that had been the best hut in the village. His neighbors asked him, "Namdev, who has made this hut? If the same person will come and make our huts, we can pay him more than you have paid." But Namdev replied, "He will ask for much more than you can pay." What payment does he ask? He tells us to detach ourselves from our family and all attachments, and when we give him this payment, then there's no need to call him. He will come by himself. Bhagat Namdev was a cloth dyer by profession, and he was not working hard at his trade. He was not a good businessman. He would come home, and his family would ask him, "What are you doing? Why are you not making money?" And he would say, "I don't find any customer to whom I can sell my clothes." Then his mother told him to sell his clothes on credit, if nobody was ready to pay cash. So he took his clothes and went outside and gave some of his clothes to the beggars and put the rest of his clothes on the stones there and came back. His mother asked him, "How is business?" And he replied, "Yes, I have given all the clothes on credit." And his mother asked, "When will you get paid for them?" He replied, "They told me that whenever they have it, they will come here and pay us." Then he sat for meditation. Some people told Namdev's family, "Nobody's going to come here to pay you. Brother Namdev has given his clothes to the beggars, and he's put some of them on the stones. They will not give you any money." So God himself came in the form of a man and brought some money. And he said, "Namdev has given me some clothes. Here is the payment." Bhagat Namdev was sitting there in meditation while his God, his master, came there in the form of a man. But what are we people doing? We are worrying for our own self, and we are always concerned that if we do not do this thing, we will not be able to get that, and this work will not be done. Because we are always thinking for our own self, we are suffering. We do not have faith in that God who has given us birth, who has brought us into this world. We sometimes even forget that He is concerned about us, and we think that He will not give us food, He will not give us that which we need. But what are the saints and Mahatmas doing? They don't worry about anything, and they leave everything to their Satguru. That's why their Satguru always fulfills their needs. Guru Nanak says, "Look at God, how He has created the creatures who live in the ocean. There's no market there, no shopping place, but still God is providing them food and whatever they need. Everything is provided there under the water." And from the hymn, "Sadhus never save money, they accept only what is needed. For the future, God is there. When they ask, He gives." Now, Kabir Sahib says that sadhus never collect money in banks because whenever they need it, God or their master provides it for them. If they do get some money from the sangat, they use that money for the benefit of the satsang. They will set up a free kitchen or make any necessary building for the sangat. In that also, if they need more money for those purposes, God himself comes and gives that money. Because God, or the master of that saint, is always worried about that saint, and whatever he needs, he provides him with that. I have seen that Baba Bishandas never kept any money with him, but still, I don't know how he did it. The langar was provided for the people who were coming there, and nobody had to worry about where the money would come from. When Hazur first came to our ashram, a lot of food was brought there, but I don't even know who the man was who brought that food in his truck. I tried to investigate and find out who the man was who brought all that, but I was never able to find out. At 3 o'clock in the morning, that man came in his truck and told my sevadars, "This is for your ashram." And my sevadars took it, and the next morning they told me that somebody had come and given it to them. I mean to say that if we have faith in our Satguru, we have everything, because Satguru knows everything. And from the hymn, "Don't worry, remain worryless. The giver is competent. He gives even to animals, birds, and insects, who neither have anything in their hands nor any store." Now Kabir Sahib says, "Why do you worry? You should have only one worry, and that is about meditation. Because that God who has given you life, he is worried about you very much. Look at the birds and animals. They don't have any bank balance. They don't have any source from where to get money. But still, God provides them with food by one or another means." Again from the hymn, "The tortoise hatched the eggs. Without nipples, she feeds them. In this way, the Creator feeds all in the three worlds." Kabir Sahib now gives a very special example, a very beautiful example. You see, the tortoise lays her eggs on dry land, and those eggs hatch there. But she doesn't have any nipples to feed the baby's milk, like a woman does, and she doesn't have any beak through which she can give food for those babies. But Kabir says that to those babies also, God is providing food. Kabir says that God is providing food not only to the creatures which are in this physical world, but to all in the three worlds. Whatever creatures are born in any of the three worlds, God provides them food and whatever they need. From the hymn, "When day breaks and morning comes, all the creatures wake up. He gives to all according to their needs." Now Kabir Sahib says that early in the morning when the sun rises and everybody gets up, the humans, birds, animals, and every creature, God provides them with food according to their needs. Whatever they want, God provides for them. Early in the morning, the birds remember God in their own language. Farid Sahib says, "I sacrifice myself for those birds who, after eating, after picking over the stones, still remember God. But man, even after eating many delicious foods, spends his whole night in sleeping." From the hymn, "When one's mind unites with Satnam, he avoids Yama. I have faith in the Master that such a man will not go to hell." Now Kabir Sahib says a great thing which we should believe. He says that when one goes and unites with Satnam, he puts a great distance between himself and the angel of death. And Kabir Sahib says, I believe that those who have faith in their master will never go to hell, nor will they have any connection with the angel of death. And again from the hymn, the writer has written the fate. Now nothing else can be written there. No matter what one may do, it cannot be decreased, even a little bit, nor can it be increased. Now Kabir says, whatever we have to suffer or enjoy, happiness, pain, good health or disease, wealth or poverty, and Master Sawan Singh Ji also used to say that all humans have these six things written in their fate. Whatever is written in our fate, we have to suffer or enjoy it at any cost. We cannot add anything to it, nor can we subtract anything from it. And we'll leave off at that point. We are continuing in a satsang in the October 1996 group, October 16th, 1996, Sanchi commenting on a hymn of Guru Amar Dev.
ਉਹ ਜਾਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਦਿਨ ਬਿਮਾਰ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਈ ਦਿਨ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਬੜੇ ਭਾਵੁਕ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਘਟ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਰਮ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਣਗੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੀ ਭੋਗੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਹੈ
ਆਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਜਸਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਹੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਹੀ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਸਿੱਕ for some time. So when I went to see him, I told him that he must be feeling a lot of pain because he was not well. He said that, yes, now my punishment, my sentence is reducing. Whatever karmas I can pay off over here, that is fine. Otherwise, those karmas will go with me and I will have to pay them later on.
Cuando se acercó el momento final de Baba Bishan Das, él estuvo enfermo durante varios días. Yo fui a verle y le dije, seguramente estarás padeciendo muchísimo dolor porque él había estado enfermo durante muchos días. Pero él dijo, entonces él me dijo, sí, estoy padeciendo mucho dolor, pero de esta forma mi sentencia o mi castigo se está reduciendo, de manera que es mucho mejor pagar lo que tenga que pagar aquí, porque si no lo pago aquí, me lo voy a tener que llevar cuando me vaya.
E man mukh jo shabd na pashane, gor ke pay ki saar na jane.
Hun sikh puchde hai ke Maharaj ji, ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਔਰ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਦਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਿਰਣਾ ਕਰੀਏ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ
Now the disciples ask that master how do we differentiate how do we recognize between the manmukh and gurumukh how do we know that this is a manmukh and this is a gurumukh
Ahora los discípulos le preguntan al maestro cómo es posible para nosotros diferenciar o cómo podemos distinguir a un gurumukh de un manmukh cuál es la forma para saber quién es un gurumukh y quién es un manmukh
aap kehnde manmukh ho hai jehda shabd naam di kamai nahi karda ga jinna de andar na parmatma da dar hai na guru da dar hai na guru aur parmatma da unhan de andar pyar hi hai
he replies that manmukh are those who do not do the meditation of the shabad naam
él responde los manmukhs son aquellos que no hacen la meditación en el shabad naam
manmukhs neither fear god almighty nor do they have any fear for the master
los manmukhs no le temen ni a dios todopoderoso ni tampoco le temen al maestro
they don't have any love for the master or god almighty
no tienen amor por el maestro ni por dios todopoderoso tampoco
apna mitra koi apne paas khada hove ਕਈ ਕਰਮ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਖੜਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ 'ਤੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਮਿੱਤਰ ਵਰਗਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਗੇ ਜਦ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਡਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਰ ਲਵਾਂਗੇ ਜੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੰਮ ਜੋ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ
ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਫਰੈਂਡ who is standing beside us. There are many things, many deeds, many karmas, which we would not do in his presence because we are afraid of him.
Supongan que un amigo nuestro está parado al lado nuestro. Ustedes hay muchas cosas que ustedes no harían o que tendrían el temor de hacerlas frente a su amigo.
We don't understand our master even as a worldly friend.
Nosotros no tomamos a nuestro maestro ni siquiera como un amigo del mundo.
Even though he is always with us, but still we go on doing the bad deeds.
Aun cuando él está siempre con nosotros, sin embargo, continuamos realizando las malas acciones.
If we really loved him, if we really had love for him, and if we really had fear of him, would we do anything bad in his presence?
Si realmente le amáramos, si realmente le tuviéramos temor, ¿haríamos algo malo en su presencia?
If we loved him really, would we not do the work which he has given us to do?
Si le amamos realmente, ¿no haríamos entonces acaso el trabajo que él nos pide que hagamos?
Se man mukh jo shabd na pashane gur ke pai ki sar na jane pai bin kyon nirpo sach paaye jam kaad layega sahi
guru sahib pyar na kende hai jinna chikar guru da sade dil andar dar aur pyar nahi gaya kyunki donne cheezan barabar chaldiyan hai ohna chikar assi oh nirbhau us parmatma nu pa nahi sakde ge jinna chikar assi us nirbhau jinu kise da pao ni oh kul malik swatantar hai sab da data hai sab da badshah hai assi paunde nahi ge ohna chikar sanu guru ne sambhalega aake sanu kaal sambhalega sanu jamdoot sambhalange.
Now guru sahib lovingly says that unless we have the love and fear of the master, because both these things they exist together, they both go along with each other, so unless we have the love and the fear of the master, we will not be able to recognize and realize that fearless God Almighty.
Ahora el Guru Sahib nos dice que si no sentimos amor y temor del maestro, porque estas dos cosas van juntas, el amor y el temor por el maestro. Él nos dice que si no tenemos estas dos cosas, entonces no podremos encontrarnos con ese Dios todopoderoso que no tiene ningún temor.
God Almighty is fearless. He does not have anyone's fear.
Dios todopoderoso no le teme a nadie.
He will not protect us. He will not take care of unless we have the love and fear for the master.
Él no nos protegerá si no tenemos ese amor y ese temor por el maestro.
If we don't have the love and fear of the master, he will not come to take us. Instead, the negative power will come to take us.
Si no sentimos amor ni temor por el maestro, él no vendrá a recibirnos, sino que vendrá cal por nosotros.
Main Jesús ne asna ya galla nahi karda ga ke je bhakti nahi karde ge ਤੋ ਜਾਵਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਸ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਗਰੁੱਪ 'ਚ ਕਈ ਐਸੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦੀ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਭਰੀ ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇਦਾਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਾਨਵਰ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਮੌਜੂਦਗੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਦੇਖੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਤੱਕਿਆ ਉਹ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰ ਕਰੀ ਉਹਨੇ
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਨੋਟ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਹੀਅਰ ਸੇ.
No estoy diciendo esto porque lo haya oído.
That if you do not do the meditation, then the Yama, the angel of death, comes to take our breath away.
Que si no hacemos la meditación, entonces Yama es el que viene a quitarnos la respiración.
In this group of the dear ones itself, there are many dear ones who have witnessed the grace of the master and who have seen that when their relatives were leaving the body, or even when their pets were leaving the body, how they felt the presence of the master, how they felt that it was the master who came to receive the souls of the departing souls.
En este grupo hay muchas personas que han visto la presencia del maestro y la ayuda del maestro cuando ya sea que sus familiares estaban abandonando el cuerpo o incluso los animales domésticos cuando ellos morían. Hay muchas personas en este grupo que se daban cuenta de la gracia y de la protección del maestro.
Je asi naam di kamai nahi karde jinde ji parda nahi kholde ge pyareo. ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਪਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਰਤਾਊਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਅੰਦਰਲੇ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਕਿਤਾਬ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਕੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਔਖਾ ਵਕਤ ਲੇਖੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਛਡਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰੂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਆਪਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਹੋਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ।
If we don't meditate while we are living, if we do not remove the veil of mind while we are living,
si no meditamos mientras estamos vivos y si no eliminamos este velo mientras estamos vivos,
then when the master comes to take us, even if we are not able to see him, but still he takes us to the inner plane, and over there our accounts of the karma is settled.
Aun así el maestro viene y nos lleva, y en los planos internos es donde se cuadran las cuentas de nuestros karmas.
In no case the master will allow his soul, in no case the master will allow the negative power to come and take the soul.
En ningún caso permitirá el maestro que venga el poder negativo por un alma que le pertenece.
ਬਿਨ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਸੱਚ ਪਾਈਏ, ਜਮ ਕਾਢ ਲਏਗਾ ਸਾਹੀ, ਅਫਰਿਓ ਜਮ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਨਾ ਜਾਈ, ਗੁਰ ਕੈ ਸ਼ਬਦੇ ਨੇੜ ਨਾ।
ਸਿੱਖ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਿ ਜਮ ਉਹ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹ ਬੜਾ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ। ਸਿਰਫ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪੂਰਨ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉਹ ਨੇੜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ।
Now the disciple asks the master, he says that, oh master, is there any way that the Yama, the angel of death, can be killed?
Ahora el discípulo le pregunta al maestro, ¿hay alguna forma de matar a Yama?
The master replies that no, he cannot be killed because he is very powerful.
El maestro le dice, no, él no puede ser matado porque él es muy poderoso.
But there is a law that those who have the Naam with them, the Yama will not come and touch them.
Pero existe una ley, y esta ley es que aquellos que tengan el Naam consigo, Yama no puede ni siquiera tocarlos.
ਅਫਰਿਓ ਜਮ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਨਾ ਜਾਈ, ਗੁਰ ਕੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੇੜ ਨਾ ਆਈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੁਣੇ ਤਾਂ ਦੂਰੋਂ ਪਾਗੇ, ਮਤ ਮਾਰੇ ਹਰ ਜੀਉ ਬੇਪਰਵਾਹੀ।
ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਨੇੜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ, ਬਲਕਿ ਆਪਦੇ ਦੂਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਖਬਰਦਾਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜੈ ਸਾਧੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਭਜਨ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਨੀਤ, ਨਹਿ ਹੋ ਨਹਿ ਤੂੰ ਨਹਿ ਛੁੱਟਾ ਨਿਕਟ ਨਾ ਜਾਇਓ ਦੂਤ।
Now lovingly he says that the Yama does not go even near the place where the Shabad Naam is present.
Ahora él nos dice amorosamente que Yama no se acerca siquiera a aquel sitio donde está presente el Naam.
He himself does not go near the one who has the Shabad Naam, and also he cautions his angels, his servants, that they should also not go and bother those who have the Shabad Naam with them.
Él no se les acerca a aquellas personas que tienen el Shabad Naam, y también les dice a sus ángeles o a sus sirvientes que no se les acerquen a aquellos quienes tienen el Shabad Naam.
He says that the sadhu who does the meditation of the God Almighty, he who does the meditation of the Shabad Naam, don't you ever go near him.
Él les dice, aquel sadhu que hace la meditación del Shabad Naam, aquel que manifiesta el Shabad Naam dentro de sí, ustedes ni siquiera se le deben acercar.
If you will go there, neither you will be released and I will also be in the trouble.
Si ustedes se le acercan, a ustedes no los va a soltar y yo también me veré en problemas.
ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੁਣੇ ਤਾਂ ਦੂਰੋਂ ਪਾਗੇ, ਮਤ ਮਾਰੇ ਹਰ ਜੀਉ ਬੇਪਰਵਾਹੀ, ਹਰ ਜੀਉ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਸਿਰਕਾਰਾ, ਇਹ ਜਮ ਕਿਆ ਕਰੇ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ।
ਸਿੱਖ ਡਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜਮ ਸਾਹ ਕੱਢ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਡਰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਤੋ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੀ ਕਿਉਂ। ਇਹ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਸੀ। ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਉਸ ਸੇਵਕ ਨੂੰ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਦੇਖ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ, ਇਹ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਣਾਈਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਸਰਕਾਰਾਂ ਹਨ। ਜਿਵੇਂ ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਫੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਸਾਧ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਉੱਥੇ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਹੀ ਜਾਊਗੀ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੈੜੇ ਖੋਟੇ ਕਰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਅਨੁਸ਼ਾਸਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਗਏ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜੰਮ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਭਜਨ ਬੰਦਗੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਫੀਅਰਸ ਦੀ ਯਮਾ ਦੀ ਏਂਜਲ ਆਫ ਡੈਥ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਸਕ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵਾਈ ਵਾਸ ਹੀ ਈਵਨ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ।
El discípulo le siente miedo a llama al ángel de la muerte y él le pregunta a su maestro para qué crearon siquiera o por qué crearon a este ángel de la muerte.
If he is so mighty and if he is the one who takes the breath away from the people, if he is the one who makes people die, then why he was created?
Si él es tan poderoso y él es el que le quita las respiraciones a las personas, él es el que se lleva a las personas, ¿por qué fue creado?
So Guru Sahib lovingly explains to him, he says that he is created by God Almighty. Such powers are created by God Almighty.
De manera que el Guru Sahib le explica y le dice, estos poderes han sido creados por Dios Todopoderoso.
It is like even in this world, those who do the bad deeds, those who are not good people, in order to catch them, in order to arrest them, the police is sent.
Es como en este mundo, aquellas personas que hacen algo malo, aquellas personas que realizan malas acciones, la policía va y las agarra.
The police does not bother the good people. They go after only the bad ones.
La policía no molesta a las personas buenas, sino que se van detrás y arrestan a los malos.
Even in the same way, God Almighty Himself has created such powers, and they go only after those who do not have the meditation of the Shabad Naam with them.
De la misma manera, Dios Todopoderoso ha creado estos poderes, y ellos persiguen únicamente a aquellas personas que no hayan hecho la meditación del Shabad Naam.
ਹਰ ਜੀਉ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਸਿਰਕਾਰਾ, ਇਹ ਜਮ ਕਿਆ ਕਰੇ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ, ਹੁਕਮੀ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਕਮਾਵੇ, ਹੁਕਮੇ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਸਾਹੇ।
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਬਗੈਰ ਆਗਿਆ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਚਿੰਬੜਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ। ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਹੁਕਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਧਾਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪਾਪੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਡੰਡ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਧਰਮ ਰਾਜ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੈ, ਜੰਮ ਪਕੜ ਕੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਜੱਜ ਦੇ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ।
ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ।
Amorosamente él dice, este poder ha sido creado en la voluntad de Dios y él existe porque esto está en la voluntad de Dios.
He goes and bothers the people only in the will of Lord.
Él va y molesta a las personas únicamente en la voluntad de
Dios. Just like I had said earlier that the police goes and catch the bad people and improve them. They don't go after the good people.
Así como les dije anteriormente que la policía va y agarra a las personas malas para que sean mejores, ellos no se van detrás de los buenos.
Just like the police goes and catch hold of the bad people and present them in front of their officer, in the same way the yamas go and bring them and present them in front of the Lord of Judgment.
Así como la policía va y agarra a las personas malas y las lleva ante un juez, de la misma forma los ángeles de la muerte van y agarran a las personas que han realizado malas acciones y las llevan ante el juez supremo.
The Lord of Judgment has been made only to do the justice for the souls, those who are not protected by the perfect master.
El Señor del Juicio está allí únicamente para aquellas personas que no están protegidas por un maestro perfecto.
Hukmi banda hukm kamave, hukme kadda sahe, gurmukh saache kiya akara, gurmukh pasriya sab pasara.
Hun Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai ke sanu ek gurmukh aunda hai ਉਹ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਬਣਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦੋਂ ਐਸਾ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮਾਲਕ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਪਰਮਾਰਥ ਦਾ ਹੜ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਬੀਜ ਬੋ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਜਵਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਬਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵਨ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਮੈਨੀ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ।
ਔਰ ਇਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਿਸੇ ਕਿ ਕੁਆਂਦੋ ਓਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਬੀਨੇ ਆਇਸ ਤੇ ਮੁੰਦੋ ਇਲ ਕ੍ਰਿਆ ਮੁਚਸ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ।
ਵੈਨ ਈਵਨ ਵਨ ਸੱਚ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਕਮਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦਾ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲਿਟੀ ਫਲੋਸ ਇਨ ਅਬੰਡੈਂਸ ਆਲ ਓਵਰ ਦਾ ਵਰਲਡ।
ਕੁਆਂਦੋ ਤਾਂ ਸੋਲੋ ਓਂ ਅਮਾਦੋ ਦੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਓਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਬੀਨੇ ਆਇਸ ਤੇ ਮੁੰਦੋ ਇਲ ਲਾ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲਿਟੀ ਫਲੂਜੇ ਇਨ ਅਬੰਡੈਂਸੀਆ।
ਹੀ ਸੋਸ ਦਾ ਸੀਡ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ all.
Él siembra la semilla del amor por Dios Todopoderoso dentro de todos.
And makes them also the Gurumukhs.
Y hace que ellos también se conviertan en Gurumukhs.
Gurmukh sache kiya akara, Gurmukh pasriya sab pasara, Gurmukh hove so ਸੱਚ ਬੂਝੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੱਚੇ ਸੁਖ ਤਾਹੀ।
ਗੁਰਮੁਖੀ ਇਹ ਸੱਚ ਨੂੰ ਪਛਾਣਦੇ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰਮੁਖੀ ਉਹ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸੱਚ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਨਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਫਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ।
ਓਨਲੀ ਦ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਟਰੁੱਥ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕਨੈਕਟ ਅਸ ਵਿਦ ਦੈਟ ਟਰੁੱਥ।
ਤਾਂ ਸੋਲੋ ਲੋਸ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਰੈਕਨੋਸਨ ਇਸਤਾ ਵਰਦਾਦ ਇ ਨੋਸ ਕਨੈਕਟਨ ਕੋਨ ਏਲਾ।
ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਟਰੁੱਥ
Dios,
who never perishes.
Dios Todopoderoso es aquella verdad que jamás perece.
Gurmukh hove so sach bujhe shabd sach sukh tahi, Gurmukh jata karm vidhata ਜੁਗ ਚਾਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪਛਾਤਾ।
ਗੁਰਮੁਖਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਬਣਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ
ਜੁਗ ਚਾਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ
ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸਤਯੁਗ ਹੈ, ਚੈਤ੍ਰੇਤਾ ਹੈ, ਦੁਆਪੁਰਾ ਕਲਯੁਗ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਯੁਗ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਜੀਵ ਤਰਦੇ ਆਏ ਆ ਔਰ ਤਰਨਗੇ।
The Gurumukhs have recognized the one who makes the law of the karmas.
Los Gurumukhs han reconocido a aquel quien crea las leyes del karma.
Further he says that in all the four ages the souls have been receiving the liberation only by doing the meditation of the Shabad Naam, and in the future also they will receive the liberation by doing the meditation of Shabad Naam.
Además, él nos dice que las almas han estado recibiendo la liberación a través de las cuatro edades únicamente a través de la meditación del Shabad Naam, y en el futuro quienes se liberen lo harán también a través de la meditación del Shabad Naam.
ਇਹ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਹੀਂ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਖੁਦ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬਗੈਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ।
ਦਿਸ ਲਾਅ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਡ ਬਾਈ ਐਨੀ ਮੈਨ, ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਡ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਅ।
ਇਸਤਾ ਲੇ ਨੋ ਸੀਡੋ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਡਾ ਪਰ ਨਿੰਗੂਨ ਹੋਂਬਰੇ ਸਿਨੋ ਕੇ ਦਿਓਸ ਟੋਡੋ ਪੋਡਰੋਸੋ ਲਾ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਡੋ।
ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਰੀਚ ਅਵਰ ਇਟਰਨਲ ਹੋਮ।
ਲਾ ਲੇ ਇਸ ਕੇ ਸਿਨ ਐਲ ਮਾਇਸਟਰੋ ਨੋ ਪੋਡੇਮੋਸ ਓਬਟੇਨਰ ਐਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਈ ਸਿਨ ਐਲ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੋ ਪੋਡੇਮੋਸ ਰੈਗਰੇਸਾਰ ਅਲ ਵਰਦਾਦੇਰੋ ਹੋਗਾਰ।
And our closing bhajan is on page 38. Sanchi's bhajan, Meto kirpalase vicherdike roire. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. After being separated from the Beloved, I came into this world. I wandered here and there and was kicked and knocked. No one came to my rescue. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. Without Beloved, I'm writhing in pain. I'm longing for his darshan, as this world has become my enemy. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. I come and go in this world and suffer a lot. Separated from the Lord as I am, I repent as I am lost in the realm of negative power. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. He resides within me, but how do I know? I am mad and do not recognize my master. Oh, I didn't get to talk to Kirpal. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. Nobody knows me here. This is a foreign land for me. He sent me here but has not come back to take me. I am neither dead nor alive. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. O merciless, you forgot me. I didn't like to be separated from you. Without Kirpal, who else is my supporter? Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. I have forgotten the path. Which way should I come? I request you to come and take me, as it has now become very difficult for me to live without you. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. O Kirpal, shower grace on me and listen to me. O giver of grace to the miserable ones, listen to me. I also am a miserable one, crying for your help. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. I am a sinner. Embrace me and make me sit in your boat of Nam. Ajaib has now become of Kirpal. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept.
Mito Kirpal Sevi Chirdi Kero Iri Mito Kirpal Sevi Chirdi Kero Iri Pia Sevi Chirdi Ke Is Jaga Aye Pia si Richard ke is jag aaye dar dar bat ki to kar kaaye dar dar bat ki to kar kaaye Bat na puche ko ire Me to kirpal se vichirde ke ro ire Me to kirpal se vichirde ke ro ire Bina pia ke me tar farahi hu Bina pia ke me tar farahi hu Darshan ko me tar sarahi hu Darshan ko me tar sarahi hu Beran duniya ho ire Me to kirpal se vichirde ke ro ire Me to kirpal se vichirde ke ro ire Aao jao me dukh pao Aao jao me dukh pao Vichirda piya se me pachtao Vichirda piya se me pachtao Kal desh me koire Me to kirpal se vichirde ke ro ire Me to kirpal se vichirde ke ro ire Sangh vase mere me kya janu Sangh vase mere me janu me pagali pira na pehchanu me pagali pira na pehchanu kirpal se bat na hoire me to kirpal se bichirde keruire me to kirpal se bichirde keruire koi na jaane desh paraya koi na jaane desh paraya tora dita mura lena na aya tora dita mura lena na aya na jiva na moire me to kirir pala se vichir di kiru iri me to kirir pala se vichir di kiru iri bulagia tu vebe darida bulagia tu vebe darida vichirda te to dil nahi karida vichirda te to dil nahi karida kirpal bagir kite doire me to kirpal se vichirde keroire me to kirpal se vichirde keroire raha bulagi me kis rahayava raha bulagi me kis rahayava akile chala tarle pava akile chala tarle pava mushkil dadi huire me to kirpal se vichirde keruire me to kirpal se vichirde keruire kirpakaro kirpal sunore kirpakaro kirpal sunore dati dina deyal sunori dati dina deyal sunori me duk yari roire me to kirpal se vichirde keruire me to kirpal se vichirde keruire me papan nu gal nal lale me papan nu gal nal lale apne bere vich batale apne bere vich batale ajaib kirir pala di hoire meto kirir pala se vichir de kiruire meto kirir pala se vichir de kiruire.
I am a sinner. Embrace me and make me sit in your boat of Nam. Ajaib has now become of Kirpal. Being separated from Kirpal, I wept. May God bless us all.